Esther Purvis Smith stars in Bailey's Way, tonight with the Axle Man.
Back in the city after 2 days fishing, a rude awakening. While I was gone, there was a murder-suicide, a big drug bust, and a Loomis truck robbery. I'm on the graveyard shift this week. My last call was to a domestic dispute. A family full of drunks, two brothers fighting. One of them pukes on my shoes. Okay, so now I'm on my way home from the station. I've been riding my mountain bike to work. I get a flat tire. I'm pushing it down the back alley toward my house, and I see a car with its headlights out driving up the alley toward me. I'm suspicious. Who wouldn't be? And suddenly, the headlights pop on bright, and the car goes by me, nearly runs me over. ZTC 623. But I don't get the make of the car. When I get home, I notice that my car door is ajar. I investigate. My radio has been ripped out. It's a Blaupunkt. I own a 66 Volvo with all original parts. The unit will be hard to replace. I'm Constable Tanis Bailey, and I've had a bad day. Hello, police? 2 days later, I'm off duty.
Any word on my radio, sir?
No, Bailey. Will somebody get that telephone, please? Bunch of zombies in here today.
What about that license plate, sir?
It was traced to a nice young lady clear across Calgary who was home in bed last night.
Who filed this pink sheet?
Maybe she lent her car to someone.
She said that she hadn't.
Well, maybe she's lying.
And it's possible you got the number wrong.
I don't think I did, sir.
Constable, do you know how many car break-ins there are in this city in a week?
It's a Blaupunkt, sir.
Small potatoes, Bailey.
I want some attention. I want some bloody action. Can I get a line on the license plate, Corporal? ZTC 623. Cindy Spinard, number 2, 1314 Whitecourt Street, Northeast. I guess I got something to prove. The northeast of Calgary was built quickly in the boom of the 80s to accommodate the growing population of newcomers with affordable housing. Cheap housing, actually. In a dozen years, some of the area is already looking run down. The car is a dark green 1982 Ford Capri, and there it sits. I'm not in uniform, but I do have my badge, so I'm thinking I could pretend to be a detective. Knock on the door, ask a few questions. Oh, don't do it, Tanis. Don't have to. A man and a woman have just come out of the duplex. They're in their mid-20s. She's very pretty. He's pretty tough-looking. They get into the Ford.
Get a tune-up.
Let's boogie. I follow them to a bikini bar called the Sunset Lounge. These places are popping up all over the city. Waitresses, half-naked, room full of men, pool tables, and BLTs. What could be funner, eh? The guy drops the woman off there and leaves again. I follow him down into Bridgeland, where he stops at a used and refurbished stereo shop called The Sound Spot. He gets out of the car, goes into the trunk, and comes out with a CD player. He enters the shop through a back door, and I'm about to go in through the front to case the joint.
Hi, can I help you?
The man behind the counter, mid-30s, neat and tidy, friendly eyes, hair in a ponytail. The shop is well-ordered and full of sound equipment of all kinds.
Yeah, I'm looking for a radio for my 66 Volvo.
A Blaupunkt?
I beg your pardon?
The older Volvos were all built in Sweden, and Blaupunkt was the original sound system. They're hard to find.
Oh, I see.
Other brand names will fit, too. It's just a matter of holes and screws.
Do you have one of those
Blaupunkts? This must be your lucky...
He bends below the counter and comes out with the radio.
Blaupunkt.
How much?
Let me see. It's old, but it's in good working condition. $60?
$50.
$55.
Could you hold it for me until tomorrow?
You won't find a better deal.
And do you blame me for trying?
Not a bit.
Put my name on it. Tanis.
Sure. You'll be back.
I will see.
Yep, it was my radio. When I bought the car, one of the knobs was missing. I found a substitute. One can hardly tell the difference. Hardly.
Confound me, Bailey.
I was right about that license plate, sir.
You went around procedures.
I augmented them.
You can't keep...
We've had this conversation before.
Yes, sir. Now what, sir?
What was the shop called again?
The Sound Spot. Let's put together a sting operation and catch these suckers. Show me the procedures, sir.
You absolutely confound me.
I don't mean to, sir. My first sting operation. Here's how it looks. It isn't complex. Tomorrow, I go to the stereo shop and buy back my Blaupunkt. As soon as money changes hands, the police will converge and do their thing. Shut the place down, do a search for stolen goods. I can't prove that the guy in the Ford is the thief, and maybe the place is a regular fence, and maybe it's not, and frankly, I don't care too much. I'll have done my part, and I'll have gotten my Blaupunkt back.
Can I help you, sir?
Just looking.
Take your time.
Thank you.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Yes, you can. Yesterday I was here, and a different man working here said he would hold the car radio for me until today, and I've decided I still want it.
Sure. What was it?
A Blaupunkt for an old Volvo. My name is Tanis. It's under the counter.
I sold it.
You what?
It didn't have a name on it. I didn't know it was being held. I sold it to someone else.
You what?
Sorry, ma'am. These things happen. I'm sure we have some sort of substitute, though.
I don't want a substitute. This thing was aborted. No evidence, no hoopla. And that's the end of that. Small potatoes, except the meat. Next day, I'm back on the graveyard shift. Nobody's puked on my shoes yet, that's one good thing. Man, it's all been pretty dull. I guess I should be grateful.
881-22.
22.
We have a 911 in your area.
There's a fire down in Bridgeland. I recognize the address. The Sound Spot. I get there before the firemen do. The place is ablaze. The back door is ajar. I peer inside the building and I see a body on the floor. I go for it. It's a man. I grab him by the cuffs in his jeans and drag him out.
How you doing, Ace?
Hi, Donaldson.
What did the doctor say?
I've got some minor smoke inhalations, some burns on my hands. I'm okay. I can go home pretty soon.
Your hair got singed.
Still like me?
Your hero, Ace.
Well, that wasn't the question.
I came to see how you were doing because I care about you, Tanis. But I'm also here on business.
Oh, yeah?
They found a gas can in the building.
When did you join the arson squad?
They found another person in the building, too. This one's dead.
Wow. Asphyxiation?
Don't know yet. Name's Lane. He owned the place.
Ponytail or no?
Ponytail. And that's not all.
You have my attention.
The guy you pulled out of the fire had a gun on him. He was also intoxicated.
Bad combination.
Looks like he got caught in his own fire. That's what I think. He's just down the hall from you.
How's he doing?
He'll spend the night in here anyway. He was lucky. That building was ready to pop. Both men would have been cindered.
But can you stick around for a while and give me a ride home?
Yeah. I'd like to, Ace. I really would, but I've got some things to do before I can call it quits tonight.
Things to do? It's 2 a.m.
It's been one of those weeks. Get a good night's sleep.
Well, I'm glad you came by.
Yeah, talk to you soon, eh?
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
We haven't had a beer for a while.
We'll do that, Ace.
When Donaldson was married, we couldn't keep our hands off each other. Since he's been divorced, he seems afraid to be alone with me. Too deep for me. I must live in a simpler world. Or stupider. Good evening, Constable.
This room is off limits, ma'am.
I'm the one who pulled that guy you're guarding out of the fire tonight.
Oh, yeah? Caught from Englewood, I heard.
Constable Bailey.
Jackson.
Do you have any idea where they put my uniform, Jackson?
Couldn't tell you. Nice smock.
It's the latest. How's the guy doing?
Moaning and groaning.
What's his name?
He's not saying. No wallet, no ID. In fact, he's not saying anything. Said he wants a lawyer first.
Can I see him?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I just want to look at him.
Don't be long. That one nurse on duty tonight is a real mean one.
Thanks.
Oh.
Hi there. How you doing?
Could you get me a glass of water, please?
Sure.
Oh.
Can you hold it okay? Want a straw?
I'm okay, nurse. Thanks.
I'm not a nurse.
No?
No, I'm the person who pulled you out of the fire.
Oh, yeah?
Mind if I turn on the lamp?
No. Nobody told me anything about you. I wasn't even sure that I didn't crawl up by myself. What were you doing? Just walking by or something?
Driving by, yeah. What's your name?
Everybody just calls me Axel.
You're lucky, Axel.
I don't feel so lucky.
What were you doing there so late?
I was invited to a party.
With a gun?
What?
A cop found a gun on you, I heard.
I don't even own a gun. What the hell's going on here? I know the two guys who run the place. I get there, it's all dark. I think maybe I got the wrong night for the party, but the back door is open, so I go in anyway, and next thing I remember, I'm in an ambulance. I got a big bump on my head. Feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How'd the fire get started?
They found a gas can.
You're kidding.
Something else, Axel.
What?
The owner of the shop, a man named Lane, he's dead. He was found in the building after the fire was put out.
Lane, are you sure?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Did you know him very well?
Not really well. I know the other guy who works there a lot better.
What's his name?
It's Cole. Why are you asking me so many questions?
I don't know. Just curious, I guess. I feel sort of connected to you. Is that wrong to say?
Well, you saved my life.
Here she comes.
Take care of yourself, Axel.
You too. Hey, what's your name?
It's Tanis.
Thanks for being there, eh?
Glad I was.
Hurry up.
Take a cab home. I feel like hell. Sore lungs, sore hands. I look in the mirror. Ouch. I get out the scissors. Ouch. I'm barely even holding. Oh, by the way, Axel was the guy with the girl in the Ford I followed. Just thought I'd toss that in.
Come in.
Can I bother you for a minute, sir?
What are you doing here, Bailey? You're supposed to be convalescing.
I am, sir. I'm just doing it standing up.
Good work last night.
Thank you, sir.
New haircut.
Changes are good.
What do you want?
I want to work with Detective Donaldson in the investigation of the death of the shop owner, sir. I feel connected. I believe I have something to offer.
No.
Why not?
Your hands are in bandages.
My brain isn't.
Write your report and leave it with the sergeant, then go home. I'll make sure Donaldson gets it. I don't want to see you for 5 days.
I can't write, sir. I can't hold a pen. Would you mind if I report to him directly?
All right, Bailey. Then go home.
Thank you, sir.
Get out of here.
Is Detective Donaldson here?
Do you know him?
Yes, Detective, I do.
Does he look like he's here?
No, sir.
Then he isn't here.
Do you know where he is?
No. Who are you?
I'm the cop who pulled that guy out of this fire last night. Would you like to see my badge?
I don't give out the medals, Constable.
Do you mind if I look around a little bit?
Don't move anything. This is a Class A murder scene now. The shop owner had been shot in the heart at close range.
Oh, yeah?
I go inside the building. The back of the place is the workshop area where Axel was lying. Tables and tools and parts of all kinds. The walls are scorched black and it stinks like hell. I go into the front. It's scorched even worse. I'm not an arson expert, but I'd say the fire was started in here. This is an old building. Another 5 minutes, it would have gone poof. I'm about to leave when I notice a car radio under the counter.
My Blaupunkt!
It hadn't been sold, and it doesn't look hurt. I'm tempted to take it.
Damn it.
I go back outside, and I see the man who said he sold my radio standing on the other side of the ribbon looking on in dejection. Our eyes meet for a moment. I don't think he recognizes me. Maybe it's the hair.
Excuse me, detective?
I put my hands in my coat pockets.
How can I help you?
I worked here. Mr. Lane was my boss.
I'm very sorry. What's your name?
It's Cole. I heard it might be arson. Is that true?
It might be.
Why didn't Lane just run out? How did he get trapped in there? I don't understand how that could happen.
Has anybody talked to you yet? Any investigators?
No.
How did you hear about the arson?
It was on the radio. I was having breakfast. It was the first I'd even heard about the fire. They said there's a suspect in custody, too. Is that right?
Look, would you like to go have a coffee somewhere?
Lane was a good guy. I respected him. I was in prison at Bowdoin when I met him. I'd applied for a program, government-sponsored incentive program. You know, philanthropy, some guy with a small business helps an ex-con get a new start in life, and the government helps with the salary. I know about stereos. We met, we saw eye to eye, and when I got out, I went to work for him.
What were you in for?
Trafficking.
How'd you get caught?
I was snagged at the Montana border with a bale of marijuana. They knew I was coming. My lawyer told me the feds were tipped off. I guess I was getting careless.
But did Lane have any enemies you knew of?
He was having an affair with someone's woman. I knew that for sure.
Oh, yeah? How?
He told me he was.
Who was the woman?
I don't think he ever said her name.
Bailey.
Hi, Ace. Donaldson. I was told you dropped by the crime scene a while ago.
Yeah, I did.
Where are you?
Having a coffee?
Guess what?
Freaked me out.
Our suspect escaped from the hospital this morning.
How did that happen?
I have no idea. Staff Sergeant Mann said you had some things to tell me.
Yeah, not right now. How's 5 o'clock?
Our hangout?
I'll be there. Big news. Your boss Lane was dead before the fire was started. He was shot through the heart.
Wow, you're kidding.
I wouldn't kid about that. I gotta go.
I'm easy to find if you need me again.
Let's set it up for later.
If you want. Where?
The bartender said you wanted to talk to me about something.
Are you Cindy Spinard?
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm a cop.
You don't look like a cop.
Does this look like a badge?
What do you want with me?
I'm looking for Axel.
Who's Axel?
Axel's the guy who came out of your duplex with you yesterday afternoon and brought you to work in your car. Green Capri, ZTC 623. Do I have your attention now?
I haven't seen him since then.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not.
You may not know this, Cindy, but Axel's involved in a murder, and if you're harboring him...
I'm not harboring him. He just won't go away.
What do you mean he won't go away?
I've been trying to break up with him since he got out of jail, but he won't take no for an answer.
What jail?
Bowdoin.
What was he in for?
Burglary. He's kind of addicted to it.
Do you know a man named Cole?
Yes.
Do you know a man named Lane?
I've met him.
He's dead.
Did Axel kill him?
Did Axel want to kill him?
I don't know.
Tell me about Cole.
I was at home one day. I wasn't working then, and there's a knock at my door, and a guy is standing there with flowers.
Cole?
Yeah. I'd never seen him before. He tells me he was an inmate with Axel, and these are from him.
And how long before Axel was getting out?
A couple of months.
Did you start going out with Cole?
How did you know that?
Lucky guess.
He got me this job here. He was really nice to me. He was really charming and loving. He bought me a kitty.
When Axel got out, did you tell him about you and Cole?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Cole and I were biding our time. We were going to run away as soon as he put the money together.
What money? How?
I don't know.
And Axel was never suspicious?
No, he was suspicious.
But you denied it.
It was easy to deny because it wasn't true.
Come again?
He accused me of having an affair with Lane.
With Lane?
Yeah. He even said he had proof.
Where's Axel? And don't lie to me.
He's at my place. He's all burned up. He can barely even walk.
Go get your clothes on, Cindy. I know why you escaped from custody, Axel. It wasn't because you were ducking a murder charge, and it wasn't because you were ducking an arson charge either. You escaped to get back at Cole.
Talk to her, Axel.
I don't know what she's saying.
Axel!
I panicked. I got a criminal record.
You went to set fire to the shop because Cole convinced you that Cindy and Lane were having an affair.
Leave me alone.
Whose idea was the fire?
Answer her, Axel!
Cole is my best friend. We confided things in each other.
Okay, you two. I'm going to help you get out of this mess, but you have to tell me everything.
We will.
How did this all happen to me? I just break into cars.
One of them was mine.
Hi, Ace. Sorry I'm a little bit late.
That's okay. What have you found out?
The cop at the door was flirting with a nurse. The suspect walked right past him. He's vanished without a trace.
No, he hasn't.
What do you mean?
He's sitting right over there.
What are you talking about? Where?
He's sitting with that woman in the sparkly green shirt. Wave.
What's going on here, Ace?
His name is Axel, and he didn't kill Lane. He went to set fire to the shop, all right, but that's a separate story. It's part of a frame-up.
Who killed Lane?
A man named Cole.
The guy who works for him. I just found out about him, that incentive program.
Well, they're partners, actually. Co-owners in the shop, 50-50. I had it checked out.
Insurance scam.
Yeah, that, but there's something more going on, too. I'm pretty sure it's got something to do with drugs, and I think this whole affair is laced with revenge.
So how do we get to Cole?
He's going to walk right in here and sit down beside us.
You've been busy.
All I wanted was my Blaupunkt back.
What?
Here comes Cole. I'll give you all the credit.
Not sure I want it.
Hi, Detective. Sorry I'm late.
Sit down, Cole.
Thanks.
This is Detective Donaldson. He's with Homicide.
Hi there.
Hi.
What can I do to help?
Just answer the questions, Cole. Where were you on the night of the fire?
I was home by myself in bed.
And before that?
I was having some drinks with a friend.
Do you see that man and woman sitting over there? The woman in the sparkly green shirt?
Yeah.
Do you recognize either one of them?
No.
Are you sure? Get up and walk over there. Take a closer look.
Sure.
You tried to kill me, Cole.
There he goes.
I've got him. You have a right to remain silent and a right to legal consultation.
I didn't do anything.
I'm standing outside the interrogation room looking through the glass at Donaldson and Cole and Cole's lawyer. I'm not allowed inside. I first became suspicious of Cole when he lied to me about my radio. I know it's a small thing, but that's the way I am about people. He simply became untrustworthy. The next thing that caught my attention was when we talked at the crime scene. He said he'd heard on the radio that arson was suspected, that there was a suspect in custody. Well, I'd heard the same broadcast, and there was no mention of a suspect. All it said was that a man had been pulled from the fire and was being held for questioning. Big difference. Cole tried too hard to be helpful and inadvertently alerted me to him.
How long did you spend in prison, Cole?
18 months.
For trafficking in marijuana. You got caught at the U.S. border, right?
Yeah, and I paid for it.
Were the cops tipped off?
I don't know.
You're lying.
Who says so?
Axel does.
Axel's full of crap.
Nice thing to say about a friend. You were drinking with him on the night of the fire.
So what?
Is that when you convinced him that Lane and Cindy were having an affair?
I don't know what you're talking about.
How did you find out that Lane had betrayed you, Cole?
You can't prove anything.
Wanna bet?
Lane and Cole were in the drug dealing business together. We have confirmation of that from sources off the street. And the story goes that Lane had gotten paranoid that the cops were closing in on them, so he got Cole busted to sever the chain between them. Cole went to jail, and Lane bought a shop with their savings, as they'd always planned. But here's where the wild card lies. There was a friend of Lane's who was doing time in Bowdoin, too, and who Lane approached to chummy up with Cole and report back to him if Cole was at all suspicious of Lane for betraying him. And guess who the friend was? It was Axel. It all revolves around him. He and Lane had known each other before Cole came into the picture, but once Axel got to know Cole, he shifted his allegiance. Cole is smooth, Axel is insecure, and prison is the equalizer. One dead and the trial's upcoming.
Reporting for duty, Staff Sergeant.
How are your hands, Constable?
They've mended, sir.
Were you passing yourself off as a detective last week, Bailey, while you were supposed to be convalescing?
Well...
In my office.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, and I still haven't got my Blaupunkt back yet. It's being used as evidence, but I've been promised I will. When I asked Cole why he told me he'd sold it when he hadn't, you know what he said? He said he wanted it for himself. He's got a car like mine. Oh, and I've decided to keep my hair short. For luck.
This has been The Axel Man, Episode 6 of Bailey's Way by Gordon Pengilly. Esther Purvis-Smith starred as Tannis Bailey. With her were David Lorraine as Sergeant Mann, Grant Lindenberg as Detective Donaldson, Andy Curtis as Cole, Daryl Shuttleworth as Axel, Natasha Georges as Cindy, Mark Laws as Constable Jackson, and Rod Patmos as Lane. The music was composed by Dave Hamilton and was performed by Dave Hamilton, Miles Jackson, Neil Bentley, and Ray McAndrew. The recording engineer was Bob Doble, who also created the sound effects. The program was produced and directed in Calgary by Marty Fishman. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. The executive producer of The Mystery Project is Bill Howell.